Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All kinds of different ways to break. You can break physically, you can break mentally, you can break your heart, you can break your spirit, and none of those are fun, and all of those are going to leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or it can be the mark of defeat. But there's also opportunity. There's opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better. When you break, you have the opportunity to show the world, the whole world, what you are really made of.
But in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. But in the process of doing that, you will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now. What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you could ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you're greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim.
It will not be easy. Start each day with a task completed. Find someone to help you through life. Respect everyone. Know that life is not fair and that you will fail often. But if you take some risks, step up when the times are the toughest, face down the bullies, lift up the downtrodden, and never, ever give up. If you do these things, the next generation and the generations that follow will live in a world far better than the one we have today. And what started here will indeed have changed the world for the better.
I want to be the best, Bill. Fine. How badly do you want it? You've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price. You've got to work harder. You've got to commit more. You've got to take more responsibility. You've got to deal with more ups and downs. If we can deal with that question, how much are you willing to suffer?
Be f***ing fearless. Be f***ing fearless.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around.
I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
You got 1 month left of the year. Now, are you going to take this moment, actually write down your goals and actually take action before the year is over? Or are you going to wait until January 1st for a magical list of resolutions to appear and for you to achieve them with ease for the next year? I don't think you know what the right answer is. You have to take action no matter what time of the year it is, no matter what day it is. Every single day gone by is an opportunity that passes. So you might as well take the time before the year ends to go and put in the effort.
No one wants to die. Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. Death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life.
What do you actually control in this life? Because you know everybody will tell you that you've got to focus on the things that you control and not worry about the things that you don't. But what do you actually control? What does that actually even mean? And I'm here to tell you it is a lot more simple than you actually even know. Because it is nothing more than your thoughts, your actions, and your emotions. Every single thing that you control is one of those three.
Every single person that I have ever heard of, ever, that has built something amazing, delay gratification for as long as possible, and also was very f-ing tired, okay? We have people talking about how tired they are. I told you, I'm tired. That's a prerequisite to success. Every single thing that has ever been built, every single accomplishment that's ever been accomplished, every single thing that is worth mentioning in the history of Earth was built by people who were tired.
Everyone that's out there grinding, working, everyone out there working hard and listening to this and just trying to get yourself a little bit better today than you were yesterday. As you meet struggles, and as you struggle to stay on the path, first of all, remember you don't have to fight alone. Reach out to your comrades in arms. Call for fire support when you need it. We win wars because we stick together, and when we stick together, we can overcome any enemy. And the struggles that you face when they do try to flank you, do what a soldier does. Turn into the ambush, turn toward the enemy fire, and attack.
You never leave something, always go to something. If you're leaving something, you're constantly turning around and, well, I wonder how it was, and I wonder where they are, and wonder what they're doing, and wonder what they're thinking. But the moment that you go something, wherever you're going, it fills your life with passion and focus.
Strength is the only path to respect. And weakness has always been a choice. It's a choice made in the small decisions and the comfortable excuses and in the refusal to confront hard truths. But here's the thing. The world doesn't care about your excuses. It never has. And it never will. Since the dawn of human existence, there's been one universal law that's remained unbroken. Only the strong are respected. But somehow in today's world, we've lost sight of this truth. Society loves to tell you that mediocrity is acceptable, that settling is normal, that your lack of drive and discipline is something to be excused, even celebrated. But let me tell you something most people will never say. This is a lie. Weakness has never been respected, not in history, not in nature, not in life. And it's remarkable to me how many men walk through this world without even realizing the weight of this truth. They convince themselves that their laziness, their lack of discipline, their mediocrity is invisible. But it's not. So ask yourself, is this the legacy you want to leave? Is this how you want to be remembered? As someone who gave up? As someone who settled? Strength isn't just about physical power. It's about your mindset. It's about how you approach life, how you face challenges, how you respond to failure. A strong man doesn't run from discomfort. He embraces it. He understands that growth comes from pain, from struggle, from pushing beyond your limits. A strong man doesn't make excuses. He takes responsibility for his actions, for his choices, for his life. He doesn't blame others for his circumstances. He looks in the mirror and owns it. A strong man doesn't settle. He doesn't accept mediocrity. He's always striving, always improving, always moving forward. And here's the thing. Strength isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about showing up every day and doing the work, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. Not because it's easy, but because it's necessary. Challenge yourself. Set goals that scare you. Step out of your comfort zone. And when you fail, because you will fail, don't quit. Learn from it. Grow from it. Use it as fuel to keep going. Remember, strength isn't something you're born with. It's something you earn. It's a process, a journey, and it never ends. The choice is yours. But remember this. The world doesn't owe you anything. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for permission.
I wasn't going through Navy SEAL training. One thing I told myself, I wanted to quit every single day. But many dreams die while suffering. And many of us out here have suffered. And when you're suffering, I'm not talking about just physically. I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually. It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. When I was going through pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescueman so bad. But that water haunted me. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died. And pretty much, I almost died with it. If I didn't find Navy SEALs and getting past that hump and overcoming my demons and facing my demons every day, I would have never been up here today. You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Trust me at that. And I'm gonna end with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes. But also, things don't usually fall apart quickly either. So that's the thing. Success and failure are generally slow processes. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second, because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years.
Study yourself. Make yourself better. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Learn from her. Don't change who you are to become somebody else. Think about the time that you spend in your life trying to be somebody you're not. If you put that time and effort and energy into being who you were and who you are, how much farther along would you be in life?
Biggest enemy is your uncontrolled mind. Observe but don't absorb. Love but don't depend. Want but don't need. Feel but don't dwell. Understand that you'll always have problems. Learn to enjoy life while still solving them. Happiness is not about getting all you want. It is about enjoying all you have.
Just a little reminder, because I haven't said it in a while. You're doing good. You're doing a lot better than you think you are. You've come a long way, and a lot of people are very jealous of where you are. One of those people being you from a different stage in your life. Stop being so down on yourself because you're not where somebody else is. You're where you are, and it's a lot better than where you are.